Sins are parasites. Sins suck the very life out of you. He said, lay aside the weights and the sin that suck like a parasite your spiritual life. It sucks it out of you. You become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal without this. You become an ornament on the wall. You might as well be a mouse in the church. No parasitic sins. Do you realize every one of the little things that you let go, anger, deceit, all those things are sucking the spiritual life right out of you. They're bloodsuckers. You're not who you really think you are. You're beholding yourself in a glass and forgetting who you are when you let sin suck the very spiritual life right out of you. I've seen more people go down the tubes just by pointing the finger at somebody else and sticking your nose in where it doesn't belong sucks the spiritual life out of you, not the recipient of your smelly finger. Keep your eyes on Jesus. The author and the finisher of our faith. Keep your head in the Word. Be a doer of the Word, not just a hearer of the Word. Did you know that Jesus coming is on the horizon? It's closer today than it's ever been. And be not deceived, if you are lukewarm, you will not go up in the rapture. Spiritual parasites can take you straight to hell. Sins and weights that does so easily beset you. As for me and my house, we have decided to follow Jesus 100% of the way, seeing how we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. Let us run the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and the suffering that he might bring many sons unto repentance. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and he finished the race. You can't finish the race unless you're physically fit. And you can't finish the spiritual race unless you are spiritually fit. And so it says, keep your eyes on Jesus. He finished the race. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. The exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way. The cross, the shame, whatever. And now he's there at the right hand of the Father in a place of honor, right alongside God. So when you find yourself flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item. That long litany of hostility he plowed through, that will shoot adrenaline into your souls.